magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, August 9th, it's September 9th, 2016. And Jason, I know I just briefly gave you a few of the highlights over the phone, but if I don't recount some of these God sightings, I'll get so far behind that the whole program will be devoted to more God sightings. And I know I want to get into this book of Acts because I so appreciated some of the points of application last week when we had Paul going through the storm, being shipwrecked, and then he gets on shore. And some of the life lessons that we learned. So I want to get into the book of Acts in just a moment here for our listeners that are tuned in that aren't driving to work. You'll open your Bibles to Acts chapter 28. But first, let me update you, Jason, and our listeners on some of the God sightings. They're coming fast and furious. So much progress is being done at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square. Many received our newsletter and knew that we had been praying up for some items, and so I get to check off a few more items and a neat story yesterday, but the mall has provided us with a piano. It doesn't look that great, but it sounds pretty good, and we had our first Singing Men rehearsal a couple weeks ago, and we'll meet again this Monday night, but it works, and I'll probably even pay to get it tuned and use that in the days ahead. We got that large conference table donated to us. It's just a beautiful, we don't know if it's cherry. Larry said it was mahogany. Is that the other kind of redwood?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those where, I don't know, it's an expensive-looking table. Very nice, sturdy, well-made. So we have that all set. We got storage racks in. Recently, I talked about getting quotes on the 8 cabinets, kind of kitchen cabinets and storage cabinets that we needed, and went through different quotes and, you know, timetables on when we could get them. And basically, we found what would work well, and it was like $980, basically about $1,000 for just the cabinets, the 4 on the floor and then the 4 up in the air. Well, yesterday, an individual came in. She and her husband had prayed about it and then talked about it and prayed about it and talked about it and felt led of the Lord to pay us $1,000. Basically, she dropped off two $500 gift cards to the company that we're going to be purchasing the cabinets from. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, oh, thank you, God, for that, because as I go back to the board, you know, they're going to say, okay, how are the numbers? How's everything lining up the budget for this? And, you know, it's like, oh, thank you, God, that saved another $1,000. And the chairs for the Singing Men, we have 45 of them. The mall has graciously loaned us, I can't say on a permanent basis, but they said, hey, just use them. They're good for you. We don't have to store them and enjoy them. So the Singing Men got nice seats for our last rehearsal. We have a large refrigerator donated that'll work out really great in our kitchen area. As I mentioned the other day, a brand new nice microwave and one of those. I think you made a comment on Facebook or something. I don't know what, it's like a coffee maker, but it's one of these deluxe coffee makers.
So you mean it's like a coffee maker?
Well,
it's a coffee maker.
Yeah, it's a coffee maker. It's a deluxe one to me, but not one of those where you can do all the mocha stuff. But it's going to be functional. So when you're there in the future, we can have some coffee brewing for you.
Wait, did you say we?
yeah, that's right. I guess it'll be brewing just for you. And yeah, I guess you'll have to show me how to use it, actually. I've never made coffee before. So, and we have this portable kitchen stand that where the microwave and the coffee maker, and you'll like the little hutch. It's kind of, I have a little sugar basket and creamer and some teas and hot chocolate mix.
Wow.
So it's a little center. We also have these 50 folding chairs, which are really great, brand new with that cart, so they can be mobile and moved around. So we have that all set to go. Let's see, meeting tables and chairs. Oh, yeah, the mall also allowed us to have, I think it's 10 of these really nice solid wood tables and chairs for that when we have gatherings or functions or other meetings. And then we have two big 7-foot display cases. You haven't seen these yet, but they're the kind that are like in a retail store with glass, and you would have a couple shelves of glass. And so I have some of the radio station knickknacks, old-fashioned radios, microphones. phones and some, you know, displayed creatively. So the mall, or actually somebody had left those behind, and the mall said, you can just keep them. And near the doorways, we have these two upright display cases that also I'm putting in some merchandise and other fun things. So all those things have come together in just the last, I don't know, 8 or 10 days. The current needs are, because there's probably somebody that's looking to be blessed, you know, somebody that wants to donate and feel a part of things. And, you know, as somebody gives, the Lord seems to give beyond or restore their abundance or bless them through the situation. But we're looking for a countertop that we're going to need for our kitchen serving area, and then a studio countertop. As you know, when you come in here, we have the two microphones. You usually use one. And then if I have another guest, there's the microphone there and then the one I speak through. But this new studio will have 5 total. So that way when I have 2 couples, oftentimes they have to share the microphone and it goes back and forth. Now we'll have 4 microphones for the guests and then my microphone. So we'll need some funds for that and for some of the studio equipment, the mic stands, the mixer board, CD player, and then we want to get 6 nice speakers that can go in the corners of the rooms and, you know, allow us when we have a special gatherings or a meeting or something where we host it, we'll have a good sound system. And then I think you've also done some research on this, but nowadays we were talking about having a projector and a big screen. So if we had a teaching or a special night, but the price of those giant TVs are sometimes even more cost effective and better because of the lighting, and you don't have to replace bulbs. And so we're looking at options along that. But maybe there's somebody that says, hey, you know, I can help out with the countertops or the microphones, or what's it going to take with that electric cost? I know you've been talking about the need for 5 or 7 outlets. It ended up being about 11, because once we started putting them in, oh, we could use one here, and yeah, let's get another one here as a backup, and we can plug in here. So I think our electric installation cost is going to be currently about $1,700. But it just seems like everything's moving forward. We got the inspector out yesterday. He approved all the electric that was installed. Jim Gunther will finish, I think, putting up most all the drywall today, and then, you know, cut out for the outlets and a few things, and then we'll wire the studio and the microphones and, you know, wiring through the ceiling tiles where the speakers will go, and then eventually in the next week or so purchase those, get the cabinets in. So I don't know, we're getting closer. Pieces are falling into place. Then you need all the inspectors, the building inspector, the electrical inspector, to come back out and approve all the final things. But it seems like it's going to be ready to go in the next 3 to 5 weeks. We're hoping we'll have all the equipment, and then you and I will be doing many of the morning programs right there. And I'll be using it for a lot of different interviews and my radio work. The preponderance, again, will be right there at Lincoln Square. And so we're just excited how God's going to use it and how many people have come alongside this ministry and supported it, prayed for it, are responding to the recent newsletter that you helped put together. And if you're somebody that really wants to be a part of this, I guess, groundbreaking, we're in our 21st year, and yet this is a new endeavor the Lord's leading us to do, to optimize this radio ministry, to advance it forward and to serve you better, give me a call, because I'd love to maybe match you up with one of these special projects or, you know, some of the costs. We can always use funds. We'll be good stewards of your resources. But we really see this new center as a great way to advance God's kingdom causes right at Lincoln Square and even parts of the world as we broadcast our programming through the internet and through our 4 frequencies locally. So if you're interested in knowing more about how you can be a part of it or financially support the Great News Radio Ministry there at Lincoln Square, please call me and I'll talk it through with you and share how we can partner together on one of these many projects. You can call me at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Maybe you want to give a legacy gift or, you know, help out in a significant way. The significant way means $5 or $5,000. However the Lord may lead, we'd appreciate it. And I'd love to talk with you more. 217-367-7777. Well, Paul did a little fundraising, didn't he? Some of these missionary trips he was on, bringing back funds to Jerusalem to help those out. But I don't think he had any funds with him on the ship that was in the storm and then shipwrecked, and people were crying out for their lives. The troops were going to say, do we kill these people? They're prisoners. And yet we found where God's providence, he was providing for Paul and for the lives of these individuals, and then did that unique work on shore where we left off last week, where Paul makes it, all these prisoners make it, all the soldiers on the ship make it, everyone survives, and yet there's this snake that bites Paul, and everyone's kind of waiting for him to die, and he doesn't die. So they're first saying, oh, he must be a sinner, he escaped death this way, but God's got him this time. And then they turn around and say, oh, let's worship him, he must be a god, you know, that total contrast, that fickle nature of humanity, where one moment, praise him, Hosanna, the next moment, crucify him. I mean, the indictment on mankind is the sad part, is how we can go from one extreme to the next. But here Paul, knowing that he's going to be headed into Rome, knows that God's going to take him through this, and so he's feeling pretty confident and comfortable in the center of God's will. But we kind of left off last week with some points of application. How many times are we in that storm? How many times do we feel shipwrecked? How many times are we maybe discombobulated? God, where are you? And yet we learn we're right where he wants us. There's lessons to be learned. There's refinement maybe that needs to be made. There's a surrendering or a submitting to his will that oftentimes we don't understand his timing or his timetable. I guess all to say, if you missed last Friday's program, it was a good one. I was really blessed and saw a lot of points of application. Go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, listen to it, and then maybe you can set the stage, pray us up, and take us through part of this chapter 28, because I'm kind of wired here. You can tell God's been doing a lot of work there at the center, and I haven't had any sugar in me yet today. You know, yeah, this is just a kind of an adrenaline rush.
Well, Lord, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that it's sharper than any double-edged sword, that it'll cleave truth from falsehood. Father, help deliver us from the falsehood, even the things that we believe ourselves about ourselves. Father, let us hear what you say about us and what you intend to do in and through our lives. And Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, who set us free. And it's for freedom's sake that we have been set free. Father, let us glorify you in that freedom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah, so I mean, as you said, I mean, Paul was bit by the snake, and it's really interesting the metaphors that happen in Acts 28, verse 5. You know, it's he was bit, and they said, well, maybe this man's a murderer. You know, maybe he escaped the sea, but justice will now be delivered to him. And it says, however. Now, remember, this is a serpent, so you have to play in the metaphors here. It says, however, he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. And this is how Paul dealt with the attacks. This is how Paul dealt with the things that happened with him. Is the same way when he exhorts Timothy, when he says, I know whom I have believed upon. And so when these things came, when trials and troubles and suffering, even though Paul will say in Corinthians that we are afflicted unto death, almost unto death, and you know, Paul contemplated death in that moment, still Paul's general method of dealing with suffering and dealing with trials was to shake it off, to deliver the serpent back to where he belongs, into the fire, and to say in his heart resolutely, I know whom I have believed upon. And that was a testimony to a watching world, because it says here they were waiting for him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. So the world was watching in this moment. And it said, but it didn't happen. No misfortune came to him. And they changed their minds and said that he was God. Now, Paul, immediately in that moment, Bible doesn't tell us, but we know Paul generally will say, I'm not a God, but I'm going to tell you about who the God is. And Paul will use that as a vehicle and a vessel to begin to share the gospel. But as we go into verse 7, something really interesting happens. It says, now in the neighborhood of that place, there was lands belonging to the chief man of the island named Publius, who received us and entertained us. Remember, Luke's writing here. This is in first person. Received us, entertained us hospitably for 3 days. And so through this, people wanted to hear about this. They began to invite Paul and Luke into their homes. And it says, it happened. And I love the Bible when it says, it happened. Mm-hmm. It just so happened. Because we don't believe in happenstance. We believe in providence. God guides the affairs of men. And so it happened that the father of Publius lay sick with fever and dysentery, and Paul visited him and prayed, and putting his hands on him, healed him. It says, and when this had taken place, the rest of the people on the island who also had diseases also came and were cured. And so we have this moment where it just so happens that suddenly, you know, Paul is proclaiming the gospel. We know that because that's the way Paul lived. And so now all of a sudden there is a moment where not only will the gospel be made manifest, but also the miracles of God, the power of God, the willingness of God. Because what is a miracle but the willingness of God to do what he says he can do, what he promises he will do? It reminded me of a story that I read this week. Actually, I heard the story, and if we had time, we could play it all, but we just don't have time. But it was such a blessing to me. There was a pastor in Texas. His name was Dwayne Miller, and he got really sick with the flu. He came to preach on a Sunday morning, and he said, you know, his throat was kind of bothering him a little bit. And so he preached the sermon, and he got to the second service, and his throat was bothering him even more, and he's just feeling more ill. And so much so that he couldn't preach the Sunday night service at his church. He had to have somebody come and fill in. Well, he got sicker and progressively sicker. And what happened was this particular kind of flu attacked his vocal cords. It's the reason why his throat in the morning was so sore. The effects of it left him without much of a voice at all. Now, this is a pastor, and as a pastor, I can relate. My voice is the vehicle in which God uses to proclaim the gospel. My voice is important. If I get up in the pulpit without my voice, there's not a lot of other things left there but my presence. And so he was left without much of a voice. You know, it says as a preacher, Miller was so desperate to recover his vocal ability, his ability to speak, that he consulted, and this is documented, over 200 doctors, including 63 specialists. But nothing was successful at all. And so, you know, the church tried to be graceful and tried to love him, but over the course of about a year, it was just a realization between him and the church that he needed to resign his position as pastor. No longer could he appropriately and properly shepherd this congregation because he couldn't talk. I mean, his voice was very raspy. So he left there and fell into what he would say was a really kind of deep depression and a lot of dark days of the night. And so his wife became the breadwinner in the family, and he kind of just hung around. Well, they joined a large church in Houston, Texas. And one Sunday morning, and the church was always trying to encourage him. They knew his story. They knew what had happened. They knew that he was battling depression. So this church was always trying to encourage him the best that they could. And so one Sunday morning, they had large Sunday school classes that would happen on Sunday mornings, so 100 to 150 people. And it's important to note that this is a Southern Baptist church. So if anybody listening knows what Southern Baptist means, it means that they tend to be very tight doctrinally, tend to be very tight, not charismatic. And so this story is coming out of a very tight kind of culture of church. And so this church asked him if he would teach the class. And he said, you know, he was very reluctant, but finally he said that he would. And they outfitted him with a special microphone where the microphone sat up against his throat so he could be able to teach the class and be able to be understood. And they have audio of this. You can go to YouTube and you can hear it. And on that particular Sunday, he was teaching out of the 103rd Psalm. And this is tape recorded because this is back in the days when there were tapes. And so they would make tapes because the Sunday school was so well attended that people might miss one and they would get a tape so they could keep along with the lesson. And so he was preparing that week on Psalm 103, where God talks about healing. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And so he's speaking and teaching in this audio clip that they have on the 103rd Psalm and how God heals our sin, but that God doesn't always heal our physical body. See, in fact, in the lesson that he's giving, it's hard to understand, but he's talking about, listen, God doesn't always heal us, but God does heal. But the main thing we need to understand is that God heals our sin as a way so that we can hear the gospel and be changed forever by the gospel. But an interesting thing happened about 2 minutes into the recording. He's teaching on this, and he's reading the psalm, and he gets to about the fourth verse. And as he hits the word, redeems your life from the pit, you hear his voice crack. And suddenly, his voice begins, you can almost hear it loosen. And you can hear the room, like the air come out of the room on this audio recording, and you can hear him begin to weep. And after multiple years of having no voice and no nothing, and suddenly, you know, he's teaching out of the 103rd Psalm, he begins to speak again as he teaches about the fact that God heals, that God redeems us from the pit, that God renews us like youths, like the eagle. And you can hear in the audio, you can hear the people gasp, and you can hear him weep, and you can hear him say, I don't know what to do with this moment. I don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. Hmm. Overwhelmed by the grace of God. Overwhelmed by the goodness of God. Overwhelmed by the fact that he wasn't in that room by happenstance. He was in that room by providence. That piece of scripture, the 103rd Psalm, which says that God will redeem us from the pit, was not something that just the church happened upon on that Sunday, but it was a day that God had laid before where he was going to heal Dwayne Miller, where he was going to redeem Dwayne Miller from the pit. Just as in the book of Acts, this man lay sick with dysentery, and God knew that he was going to bring the Apostle Paul there and knew that for his glory he was going to heal. And that's what God does. And that's why Paul could say, I know whom I have believed upon. And we read those words when Paul says those words to Timothy, we read those words and we go, yeah, I believe in Jesus. But I want to ask you, friend, who's listening today, who maybe is struggling with some sort of disease, maybe you're struggling with some sort of ailment, maybe you know somebody who is, and you say, I believe in Jesus, but do you know whom you have believed upon? Do you know that you believe upon the God who turns the universe, the God who lays, that sets the stars into the skies, the God who spoke everything into existence and can bring back your lost voice and a heartbeat? Do you say, I know whom I have believed upon, in such a way that you let God know that anything is possible? Anything is possible. And sometimes we wait. You know, I think about the Great News Radio Center, and I don't want to make light of that, but I think about the Great News Radio Center and the amount of time that was spent waiting and praying and wondering. And I walked alongside you with it, so I know that there were some days where you were like, well, maybe this isn't what we're supposed to do. Maybe this isn't what's supposed to happen. I don't know. I'm just trying to be faithful to what God wants to do. I'm not sure, but I'm going to keep praying, and I'm just going to keep leaning in, and we'll see what God's going to do here. And there were many dark nights of the soul where Dwayne Miller sat, and he said, I'm not sure what God's going to do, but I'm just going to keep leaning in and trusting in him, and I'm going to fight to not lose my faith. And there comes a day that God has already prepared, already predestined, already knows, where he is going to bring together all of those things, and he is going to answer. That is what the Bible tells us. He answered Job out of the whirlwind. You don't. He'll answer you out of your whirlwind too. And I think that what we have to do is we have to be like Paul, who says, I know whom I have believed upon. And it's not even enough just for you, but just like in this text, there is a world that is watching, that is wondering if this God actually can do the things that we say he can do. And we stand as testimony. We stand as living stones, the Old Testament says, to what God can do, because we know whom we have believed upon. And therefore, we can pray for our neighbors who are sick. We can pray for the marriages that are falling apart. We can pray that God is going to use this Great News Radio Center to be a light in Lincoln Square Mall. And we can do all of that because we know who God is.
Yeah. Amen. And Pastor Jason, I'm thinking there may be somebody tuned in today. Maybe there's a stirring in their heart. They're like, I don't know about this Christian God you're talking about. I don't know about a God that can be personal. That's a foreign concept. I've never heard that before. There are wonderful people that would love to talk with you, to pray with you, to share about having a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You can make a call. It's an 800 number. It's a free call. It's 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM. And make that call if you want some questions answered, or you want some prayer, or you have some questions about the Christian faith. But better yet, this Sunday, if you don't have a church home, find a good Bible-believing church, the pastor and the congregation. congregation will welcome you in. It's a celebratory time where you can hear God's Word divided and taught, find points of application, fellowship with other people that know the Lord Jesus Christ, and hopefully they'll radiate that love into your life, and you'll feel very welcomed and encouraged. And if you don't have a church family, the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, Pastor, what are you preaching on Sunday?
The end of 2 Peter about the glory and the majesty, the greatness of Christ, that He came and He is our atonement.
So there's certainly one option, and if you live throughout our listening area, we can maybe direct you to another church. We'd be happy to talk with you. You can call us at 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.